listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Milet with the latest. Victorians are still heading to the polls today in the first state election since the pandemic. They are deciding whether Labor and Dan Andrews will return for a third term or whether the Coalition and Matthew Guy will take control. A $1 million reward has led to the arrest of a man in the alleged murder of Toya Cordingley, an Australian woman killed on a beach north of Cairns 4 years ago. Rajwinder Singh has been arrested in India. Singh, who was a nurse in Innisfail, boarded a plane for India days after Cordingley was killed. Police are investigating the cause of a unit fire in Melbourne's west this morning in which two people died, while another's in a serious but stable condition. The two-storey unit was alight when emergency services arrived at the Werribee address just before 7:30am local time. Gold Coast police are using metal detection wands in a battle against knife crime during this schoolies period. Since November 18, officers have used the wands on more than 900 people, arresting 32 of them on 42 charges, including a 13-year-old. And the New South Wales town of Foster's had its second multi-million dollar lotto win this month. Officials confirming the $50 million winning ticket in Thursday's Powerball was sold there, but the winner hasn't come forward yet. Back on November 1, a $20 million Oz Lotto winning ticket was sold in the same town. For the first time since 2003, Australia is through to the final of the Davis Cup in Spain, where they'll face either Italy or Canada tomorrow night. Team skipper Leighton Hewitt admits it's a shame they won't play on home soil.
I'd love it to be in Australia, though. I'm disappointed the boys don't get to play in front of 15,000 at Rod Laver Arena. But it's going to be it's what they've worked so hard for.
And the Socceroos need a win or draw against Tunisia tonight to stay in the running for the World Cup knockout stage.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.